Blog Talk Radio.
Giving you all your love is what we're going to do. This is Psychics Gone Wild. You guys had to know Jethro's on the board. It took me a minute. I tried out the music for Thursdays. We heard a little bit of Yuka Rose with Fever. Then we went to Gary Wimmer for Monday and Let the Sun Shine. And then we turned around and found our song, our Sir Magnus on Gimme with the Love, and it's Friday night. And tonight we have a really, really special guest. Those of you who have tuned in, we've got a lot of callers, so hang on. You'll get to talk to us psychics and have some fun. We've also got some prizes for you guys, so make make sure Ladies Arango in New York City is giving away some beautiful jewelry that she handmade. Ladies Arango is our friend from Brazil, and we just love her. All of you guys will get a chance to check her site out there at www.advidboutique. And we are going to be giving away not only jewelry, but some fun tonight. And speaking of fun, Patty Negri is out having fun, and she gave us the best gift that she could do. She brought one of her most gifted friends. She asked to come on, who we've wanted to have anyway, so we are getting blessed with the tested, certified, fun Federation psychic, not only medium. She provides intuitive counseling. She's just a really cool person, and I love her dearly. Van Duren Figueroa is here, and I almost messed up her name again. Van Duren.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Jethro. Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you. And we've had a lot of individuals writing in some emails, and we have one, those of you who know, Van Duren is very bilingual, like Robert, and we've had a lot of friends writing questions and asking some things, and so I've had some friends work with me today here and to get some of the things together. Those of you who've tuned in and listened and couldn't wait when I was telling you before we were going to have Van Duren on, we're going to ask Van Duren a couple questions and have her give you her beautiful psychic and insights and her very true gift worked here, and then we'll go to the phone, and those prizes will be given away tonight, and let's be fun. This is Psychics Gone Wild. Tune in at 773-897-6461 for a lot of psychic fun. Van Duren, we have an email here, and the lady is writing here. Her name is Teresa. She is from Atlanta, and she is writing that her father had always told her about working and doing this type of thing was something that could have hurt her. And so through the years, she hid her gift. Well, now her friends have talked to her, and she's found out that her abilities are very, very gifted, and she is Hispanic, and she's saying that there's two sides to this in her culture. And Van Duren, she's asking your opinion. She wants to continue doing the psychic work. How does she do this type of work and stay safe?
Well, thank you so much, Jethro, and thank you, Teresa, for writing that in. I would have to say that in order to be able to separate the difference between the positive and the negative, you have to always work on making sure that you're very protective. What I've used myself is I've used simple things like crystals, I use incense, I use sage. Those are tools that have helped me center myself and ground myself, but in basically you just have to stay very focused, and when you feel something that is negative, then you know that is not the right and correct energy to bring into your circle or find your safe space. So to answer Teresa's question, yes, it is something that you dabble in the dark and the light, but you have to make sure that you're very it's a positive feeling. It has to feel good. You have to feel it in your stomach. You have to feel it in your body, in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit. That's how you know what the difference is. If something is making you feel sick, then you know, okay, I'm not going to dabble with that. So I hope that answers Teresa's question.
It does, and very good. And we've got friends here from a little bit of Facebook. We're going to go into our Psychics Gone Wild site over here with friends and family. JD is writing, I think Van Duren is beautiful and she can do whatever she wants. And we love you, JD.
Aww.
What's going on? And JD's a friend of mine in Nebraska. Thank you, JD, for that positive
view.
Yeah, and Van Duren, we have a friend here. Christy in New York City is writing down, she is a Scorpio who has worked with energies most of her life and is learning to deal with love. She said that she's read about it and understood that all of her chart puts her in a position of passion, but she can't find that person that she really loves. Any ideas or any suggestions to help this sad Scorpio in New York?
Yes, Christy. What I would have to say is refrain yourself from people that that you're a magnet, actually. She's definitely a magnet that attracts people that have chaos in their life. Scorpios are usually a natural-born person who goes with the flow of life. They're like free spirits. They're loving. They're caring. But when they have energies of people that have problems all the time, they're depleting their energy from them. And this is where she has to learn how to set boundaries. So, Christy, set those boundaries and make that an important a part of your life to where you're able to love, of course, unconditionally, which I'm sure that is what Christy does, but to be able to know if somebody needs something from her all the time, then make sure it's okay to say no. So that's the number one thing for Scorpios is to learn to say no.
Very good. Very excellent. And we have a lot of people in the room tonight. You guys make sure Jan is our friend in there helping us with the room. She's letting you know how to get a hold of us at www.psychicsgonewild.com. We do have Van Duren is on the site as one of our special guests. We're so excited, hoping to keep her as family. We'll see how the night goes, and we got to be good to you guys that are calling in. So treat her well, and we love all of you guys. What we're going to do is we're going to take the phone calls by area code. We have a lot of you guys. We'll try to get as many as we can in the 49 minutes that we have left. But you guys remember that to give us a favor, say your name and your astrology. Give us your date of birth. And this is a good way for us to get permission to read you and to see with it. And then we'll go from there to get the guides with the energy. All of us do it a little different. I love that. We need to get your, you know, and I do it with your name. And then Van Duren usually does with her birthday. So I want you guys to do that. I know a couple of you want to get real specific. And if you want to do that, that's fine. But we just need your name and your birth date. And I welcome you guys that are calling in for the first time. You're going to know what Psychics Gone Wild's about. If you want to get in and get one of those prizes, go to psychicsgonewild.com and it says contest or how to put in. Give us your information. I am psychic, but I don't know your mailing address. I had a lot of individuals who used to win, and then they're like, I won that, Jethro. Send it to me now. Send it to me now. And I go look on Facebook, and it's Jojo Mama Rama, and I'm going, okay, Jojo Mama Rama, how am I supposed to send it to you when it says that you are a Facebook individual? So you need to give me a little bit of there to win. We will never say it over the air. I do not sell these out. We do send you emails, and one of the great things that you guys are going to do is there's going to be classes by Patty Negri, Jethro Smith, Gary Wimmer. Those of you who are listening in, we're doing a lithmacy class on the psychic art of reading stones. It's going to be over the site with me and Gary together on the 23rd. So get in there, put in, we'll send you an email about those. I'm doing a regular playing card teaching. Patty's going to do a 101 magic with Patty. If you guys are ready to do a class, get a hold of us on psychicsgonewild.com. Say, I'm ready. The teacher picks the student when they're ready. We'll set it up with you. You'll be able to do it over your computer in your own home. We do, you know, we're Psychics Gone Wild. It's going to be fun, so bring your senses with you because we're going to make you silly. So come enjoy yourself, have fun, and get with us on PsychicsGoneWild.com. So definitely go in. We'll start out with our first caller, and we have wonderful phone reception tonight. 602, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona. My name is Angie, and you need my month, day, and the year, or just the month and the day?
I just need the month and day, Angie. Thank you.
April 21st, I share it with Queen Elizabeth II.
Cool.
You're a queen, girl. And what is your question?
My question has to do with my landlord and where I'm staying. Do you see me staying here until January when I can purchase my own home?
I feel for you, Angie. I feel that you will be purchasing your home. I do feel that the move will take place in the early part, and it's going to be an easy transition for you. So keep going with the flow. There's not going to be many hurdles. However, there's just some end of the year, 2013, that you need to finish off and close off and clear up. You know, almost like clear the clutter. So, yes, it's going to be a good transition for you, definitely.
Well, because I had to write a letter to my landlord complaining about him harassing me and calling me 12 times. And, you know, and I sent him a certified letter, and I also said, you need to fix these things. So I just don't want to get him really mad. But you don't be calling people after they pay you the rent the day on a Sunday. Where's my money? Where's my money? I mean,
this is
harassment. You can't be calling people.
Yes.
So how did he take that letter that he got 2 days ago?
He wasn't. It's all about him at this time, actually.
I love it.
He's only thinking about what he needs. He's not caring about anybody else. But I don't see you there very long, okay? So that's... he's not going to evict you, but I see you moving because of you need a peaceful, a better place for you to do your work. In other words, you need a better space.
Well, I was waiting for my inheritance, which is a couple of million dollars, so that's what I was waiting for.
Yeah, so you will be buying your house, yes, of course, but your next move will be into your new place. So just be a little patient. He's not going to evict you. Don't worry.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling in. I'm sorry I laughed there. It was not laughing at you. I just love the fact that Duren has a good point. It is all about him. And we had some other people writing on the room, and I apologize. They're just going, you are very direct, Van Duren. You're like, this guy's all about him.
You know, sometimes people are waiting for a little more answer, and it's like, I don't have anything else. That's it. That's to the point. That's it. That's all you're getting right now. But it's in a loving way. Believe me, it's in a loving way.
We love it, and we love you, and we know you're – thank you, and we love you. We know you're accurate, and we just love the fact that when you're going through the energy here, a couple of individuals are writing here about Halloween, and we have a friend here, Ted, that is writing about they have a ghost that has been in their house for the last 4 years. They have never really wanted the ghost to leave and are wondering how would you think they should contact it, or should they just leave him alone, the friend that lives in our attic?
I see a little baby for some reason that is seeing a small child that is seeing this friendly apparition or friendly spirit. They don't mean any harm. They're just they're hanging around. They're actually protecting the space, the foundation. So I feel that it's not a negative thing at all. Don't chew it away. Just say happy Halloween.
Love that. You know what? We got 256. You're going to get your kicks now. You're on with Van Duren and Jethro. We're really wild. Are you ready?
I don't know where that came from. Thank you from him.
They wrote it. They said, you're right. He said that you are right. That is the ghost. That's very good. 256, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me?
Well, and this is Jethro and Van Duren, and you are?
Kimberly, how are you?
Oh, good. You little wild one. Where you been, my little laugher one? You got to laugh like me and Van Duren. We're going to party this rocking out.
I've been busy. Since I moved to Georgia, I moved to a second temporary place, and now I'm looking for my own place, and I just want to know, you know, when am I going to move into my own space? Because I'm still looking.
Okay, that's Tiffany, correct?
No, Kimberly.
Oh, Kimberly. I'm sorry. I apologize. Kimberly, what's your month? Your birthday? Just the month and the day. That's all I need.
November 5.
Okay. Let's see. The move isn't going to take, it's not going to take place by the end of this year. I see it happening more by February. So keep that in mind. There's some loose ends, that need to be tied up. That's all. Just go with the flow. You're going to be fine. There's not going to be any, stumbling blocks or retaining walls holding you back. It's going to be okay. So just keep going along with everything. Okay, Kimberly?
Okay.
There's some lessons that what I'm hearing and what I'm getting is there's some lessons that have to be learned through this transition. So until those small lessons, they're not very big. They're very small. They just need to be worked on right now. And I get something about children. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
I teach children, so maybe that's, I don't know.
I'm sorry?
No. I said I teach children, so maybe that's it.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay, so then if this move is going to be taking place, and remember that I feel that it's got to then be where you can still work around these children. So I guess it's like I'm being told that it's move in the same area or same location where you can still be around these children. That's the very first thing I got is the kids. Make sure that the kids are taken care of.
Okay.
Kimberly, you need to answer something for Psychic Jethro. How come Georgia keeps taking all my friends? Every time I get friends on the radio, I get friends here in Tampa. What's it got a sign over there? Take Jethro's friends from Tampa. He don't need nobody to play with. What's going on here? What's happening?
I have no idea yet. You're going to have to ask the universe that one.
Well, I love you anyway, and you still keep calling in. Did you put in to win the prizes? I know last year you won, I think, you won the coffee.
Yeah, I did. I got a book, but I didn't know about this one. In fact, I haven't talked to you in months, so I don't know.
You definitely put in psychicsgonewild.com. We'll be picking winners tonight. We'll be picking them through. And then Christmas is coming. You know how we get crazy on Christmas. And Amy Kavanaugh, our mermaid's here. We've got other friends that are putting in. Jatano Vivo is going to be giving CDs and books away. And tonight, Lady Larango's there doing magic with it. So, yes.
Wow. Can I come back again?
They love you, Scott. Kimberly, I better let you go. They're going to say I'm picking favorites again if I don't quit.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night. And you guys, I don't pick favorites. I don't care what they say. I just tease everybody. So you got to go with it. You got to love it. And here we are having a great time. For some reason, we have energy tonight playing with my computer. So if it does go crazy, it's gone wild. Oh, I love this. This is like that song, 609, 609, the money is mine. 609, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you.
My name is Anne, and my birth date.
I don't know where Jethro went. Jethro, are you there?
I'm here, yes, Anne. Oh. Your birthday. I'm sorry, the phone. Yeah, it's going wild.
Okay. my birthday is 7/26. And can I just ask what you see for me the next couple months?
The very first thing I get for you, and I get that it has everything to do with the relationship. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm tapping into that area and that category because there's some work. It's not so much work. It's almost like something about boundaries. I hear something about boundaries. I hear that there's a lot of love, and I also hear that it's time to bond more. Do you understand when I'm saying all this? Because I hear it in little, like, parables, little words, bond, come together.
Come together. Does this mean that a reunion?
This relationship is going to come together more. It's going to bond. But there's some little tiny boundaries, little picket fences. I just see little picket fences. It's almost like start setting some boundaries and this relationship will start bonding a lot closer in the next couple of months. Does that make sense?
Okay, so this is going to be, we're going to reunite again?
Yes, yes. Things are going to start coming together. So is that something that you had in your mind? Because this is what that was the very first thing that came to me is about the relationship.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So
nice.
be open-minded and keep, just remember it's out of your control and you may not be able to control too much about it on how you would like it, but it's going to come in its divine time. That's what I hear.
Okay, that's what I thought too. And the boundaries.
Yes. So that's what's going to be taking place in the next couple of months. So there will be a wonderful celebration for you in December.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
I
love it. Oh. Yes.
Yeah, that's the way I'm feeling.
Aw, well, good. I'm glad I validated that for you, okay?
Yes, thank you. It's been a long time. I've been waiting.
Wonderful. Well, then just stay very open, Anne.
Thank you for the validation. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We think you've got... Oops, sorry. She said, I think have wonderful. I'm sorry, 609. The phones have went. We've got a full queue, you guys, so be patient. We'll get with you as many as we can. Terry writes us in Bradley. She's saying her second chakra has closed down. She's sick of her husband. She doesn't know why. What? She's been having these energy pulls and drains. Any idea on what I can do before I go over the wall or the mountain? Okay, Terry.
Okay. Well, this is what's happening with Terry is I feel there's some type of outgrowing of the situation here. I feel like she can step out of the mama position Does I hope that makes sense for her. And just I hear Terry needs to just take a step back. And I hear also the words tough love.
Very good. Her daughter just turned 19 and left home. And, yeah, her son did. You're hitting right on. Keep going, Vendor. And she's typing as fast as you're writing.
Okay. So there needs to be some lessons learned, but it's almost where they need to fall before they can get back up. And all this has done is it's closed the chakra because it's painful there. It's very, very painful. So I hear that Terry is supposed to go to near water for healing. If the ocean isn't nearby, then I feel that maybe by the river or here, water fountain, or even put a CD in the car with running water. That's going to help clear and open that chakra.
She's writing here that she said that, you know, going into her other stuff, that she has had some things happening for her while that she can't understand it, that she said that it just seemed to be very much there. And she goes, you're right on, that her family, her two children, one had just left home, the other one had left home a couple years ago, and she said this stress seems to be there. She's going to try the tough love. She said she's glad because she didn't understand why this all of a sudden has hit her. She goes,
yes.
She feels like it's just all at one time.
Yes. I'm sorry for the wild dogs in the back.
It's great. This has gone wild. If we can do the woo woo, we'll be doing the gone wilder these dogs. I love it. We're going to those of you who are listening in, this is Psychic Jethro and Van Duren Figueroa, I think I'm
saying.
And it's like we are having a blast. I hope you guys are too. Let's have some fun. You guys have filled the phones. We can't, I don't think, take many more calls, but let's try it anyway. 267, how are you? You're on live.
Hello.
Yes, this is Psychic Jethro. You are?
Hi, I'm Crystal.
Welcome,
and my
Crystal
date of birth is 7/15/1983.
Okay. And what is your sign, Crystal?
I guess I'm just wondering where things are headed as far as financial or relationship.
Okay. The very first thing I get for you, Crystal, is... You're very nurturing. You're a very super nurturing, loving, caring person. And I am being told there is an Archangel Michael that's working with you right now and trying to clear this path. And there are, it's been getting a little bit tough to breathe at night during the day, hasn't it? It's like an overwhelming feeling in your chest. Am I
yes,
picking up correct?
I've been on Archangel Michael in a lot.
Awesome. So have you been having, I'm getting like a heaviness on the chest. So it's almost like there's a big burden that you're carrying because you're carrying this heavy, heavy backpack that has to do with the relationship. It needs to get unloaded. So you're storing a lot of stuff. And you're holding a lot of these feelings in, and they're not getting it right now, and it's not their time. So just allow and embrace and start purging this heavy backpack of other people's stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's happening, Crystal, is because you're carrying so much of other people's stuff, it's not allowing these opportunities to open for you to attract the abundance, the position that you're looking for, the place where you desire to work or have, or just I feel that the positiveness that you need to be able to breathe is being cluttered. There's a lot of clutter I feel that's surrounding you. So you have to make way to start opening that up so that you can allow these positive things to manifest. Do you understand?
Yes.
And this is why Archangel Michael has been working with you to kind of pull out those weeds for you and use that, you know, use his sword to to clear all these things up and open up your path so that it could be smooth. I see that 2014 will be a good year for you. It's going to be all about you. It's not going to be about everybody else because they're all unloading and they're downloading on you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for calling in, Crystal. We're enjoying this. I hope you are, too. Did you put in for the prizes? Are you going to try to win some of this stuff off of us?
I haven't put in, but I will. Do I do it online? Is it online in the chat room?
Yes, and that's what it looks like it is there, and we're going through with it. I love you guys that we're going through. It definitely put in psychesgonewild.com. We are going to be giving away a prize to who on the emails there, so I'll be calling that out. We've got quite a few people putting in. What I've done is we'll roll the dice here, and I've got a six. So I'm going to count down the sixth person from the top of this list. So you guys still put in. You still got a chance to win. And they'll be a winner. So that's how we're going to do it tonight. We always just do it a fun way. I always laugh. They go, well, you're psychic, Jethro. You know who's going to get what. Well, what we're doing is we're just making it fun. And last week we gave away six bracelets from Ladies of Rango. Those of you who've gotten those, please let us know. And Maddie, my dear sweet friend I love so much, your necklace went out. I know that you'll be getting it in the mail. They said probably here by the weekend, Saturday or Monday at the latest. Let me know when you get it because for some wild reason, I think my mailman liked it. It was just really strange. And he has the prettiest eyelashes I've ever seen, but we just don't want him to have those. I said, those are Maddie's. Put it down. So we got to tease you. We love all of you guys. I hope you're having fun. I am Van Duren. We've got to tease you a little bit here. I put in your site here and how people can get readings with you. But we have some friends asking us about they would love to work with you. And they know you work with ESP psychics, but you do readings through the phone. And they're talking to me about maybe Skype readings because they're in United Kingdom. Tell them how they can get a reading by you, Van Duren.
They can also reach me through Artistic Intuition. That's my personal website. And we can Skype through there. I'm also on with certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums and Healers.
And I put that on the website, those you're looking in there. You'll see it, Artistic Int and the number 2, Intuition. I've got it in there for you guys. Send it to a friend. You know, we had a friend tease me the night. They said the coolest thing is their friend gave them my website, and they've never been the same ever since. Now, I'm taking that as a compliment. I hope it was, but I thought it was funny because they said they've just never been the same. And I want to say that. You know, when you go to a psychic, and this is something we're going to talk about just for a few minutes. We'll get back to the phone. I know you guys are chomping at the bit. I've got people pushing, kicking. And shove. We're going to get to you. And if we don't, there's always another show or you can get a full reading with us. So relax. What we love about it is when someone wants a reading and you're feeling the urge, it's like, when do I get a reading? You get a reading when you've got those questions about your future or yourself and you're not sure or you're feeling awkward about it. And that's what a good psychic does, this feel-good feeling we're all getting. That's why Van Duren is a professional. That's why we love her. What you guys are feeling and she's doing the energy here is she's giving you not only hope, but she's being realistic. Like she said, she didn't know this person and thought it was all about them, but that's what they were doing. What I love is then you feel that honesty and you go with it. I've got all of you guys complimenting you students. This is how you give a good reading. There's two different types of psychic. I've had the old school says if you feel good and you feel that warm buzzing feeling, you know you're having a good reading. There's new age that believes if you have a reading, you don't do that. You basically keep it scientific. Well, if I wanted to be a scientist, I'd be doing an operation on you. I'm not going to reach in there and pull out your funny bone just to see you scream. I'm going to sit here make you laugh with Gabriel, talk with Van Duren, and then we're going to make you feel good. So definitely go in. You guys are getting it. I've got him teasing me. He said, Jethro, you're talking too much. Well, too bad. So 510, here you go, 510. We're going to get somebody in. How are you, 510, tonight?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Hi, I'm good. Hello.
Yes, how are you tonight?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in, and you are?
I'm Camille, and I'm calling you from California.
Excellent. And Camille, we need to get your date of birth, and do you have? Would you like to talk to Van Duren? I'm trying to get Van Duren at the same time. We got everything going well.
Oh, yes, please. I was born July 13th, 1976.
Okay. And how? Thank you for calling, Camille. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a concern about my home. I would love to remain living exactly where I am. What do you see on this issue?
I hear the month of June being very symbolic and significant. That's what I'm being told. there's going to be a change. If it hasn't already happened, it happened in June. Does that month make any sense to you?
No.
It has everything to do with the summertime. Okay. I feel then the shift is going to take place in June. There's a change, there's a transition. It's not a negative or positive. I mean, it's not a negative transition. It is a positive transition. I feel at this point right now, Camille, there is something to do with paperwork, and it needs to be in something to do with contracts. Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
Okay. So these contracts, this paperwork needs to be in. So, and I'm hearing that it has to do something before December. So if you have thought about that, and if I am validating this area, then start to work on that and get it in before December. So if anything is going to change, I hear that it's in June.
Okay.
It may sound a little too far from now. And if you want to add a little, if you want to maybe mention maybe a question with that, that's fine. So I can maybe pinpoint and dig deeper there.
Well, the question is, I moved here in May of 2007, and it was a very easy move, and everything.
We're having a really terrible echo here. I apologize. Someone's got their radio set going at the same time. We heard you moving, and then it cut out on you, 520.
Okay.
510.
Yeah, I don't hear an echo now, but I did hear an echo while I was speaking earlier, so I don't quite understand what was going on.
It's
no,
okay.
My question was, it was very easy for me to move here, but then as I settled in here, I got a lot of hostility from other people looking at me very strangely. Like, why do you have this house? What are you doing? It was very strange for people to see a woman by herself with her own home. And after a while, all that hostility just kind of fell on top of me. And I just want to be away from all that negativity and just restore the peace and the harmony and the prosperity to this house. Not going anywhere, just, you know, moving forward, but in the same house.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does. So then this is where it comes to me that the transition will be taking place, because by June, it's going to be stable by the summertime, it's not going to be, there's not going to be tension. I'm hearing, Camille, that something to do with crystals, bring some tools, crystals, bring them in the house. That's what I'm hearing. There's something to do with these earth stones that will bring a lot more peace and healing into the home. And I'm hearing also that burn some white candles and red candles. It's all for the peace. That's all. Red for love. Red for love and white for peace.
All right. Okay.
And you know what, Camille?
Yes.
These people that are surrounding and are sending this energy towards your home, it's really about them. They're not going to knock you from this place, meaning that they're not going to harm you. You're stronger and you're bigger than that. And that's why I don't see anything taking place for you. You're going to be very, very stable and peaceful. It's like they're invisible, actually.
Right.
They're totally invisible, and that's why you are the bigger person. So it is jealousy. All it is jealousy and envy, and that's why the candles will help push that away from your space.
Right. That's understandable. That makes sense.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
We are at that point of the show where we're going to be able to give a prize away here in a few minutes, and we're enjoying it. I hope all of you guys are. Those of you who knew our winner for the meditation CD, please let her know to get a hold of us. It's Sally B., and so that we can send that email to her, because the email is going to do it, but I need to have the physical address to send it to. Once again, I picked up the phone book, and there's about 17 Sallys. I feel like one of them is probably you, because it was in Florida, but it could be another 373,000 Sallys who are in Florida. So work with me. Send me your email. Let's send you my address. Let's have some fun. We had a friend tease us about the fact that Jethro talks real fast. So now I'm going to slow it down for you and tease you about the fact that I can't help it in energy. Then, Duren, can you tell a little bit of the new people that are listening in what it is when we're feeling the energy? Because I've had people say, you guys, today we were talking about being in the zone on our radio show on A1R Spirit Radio. And when we're in the zone or when we're getting the energy, like you are tonight, really phenomenal. What can you tell somebody who's learning and psychically trying to open themselves to read other people? How to stay in the zone, and what do you do to keep Van Duren in the zone?
Okay, this is really, really going to sound wild, Jethro, and I'm just going to say it because it just comes to me this way. But being in the zone, it's like having 10 cups of coffee.
yes. You know, and I love the fact that, you know, I had a friend tell me the other day, they said, you're really just intense. And I'm like, what? You know, the word intense to me sounds like, you know, grabbing a sandpaper personality. I'm going to kiss you, rip you across the floor and show you love. I'm like, no, I'm not intense. And I do think you're right. It's just that that energy goes there. And I know that I, from all the years of smoking, I only breathe at the top of my lungs. And then when we get to doing this energy, I think that some of that even quits. I know there's times I forget to breathe. I'll get done later and I'm like, oh, boy, that was a good show.
No, seriously. And it's buzzing. It's a buzzing. And it's very euphoric and it's very peaceful, but you have to work on it. It's like going to the gym. It's keeping those senses working on them and toning those mental muscles. You know, that's how I can visualize it, that if once you get distracted with an energy, negative energy, and you stay stuck in there, then you're going to go that way. So you have to get back up. You know, I use inspirational cards that work for me every day. I'll pull out an inspirational card, or I'll read an inspirational quote. That's my gym. That's my workout, to stay positive, and that's how I stay in that zone.
And you were one of the first speakers and one of the teachers we had there at the conference. And Van Duren got up and started talking, and her energy raised such a vibration that you could feel it. And we're working here with this. We're getting a little bit of sound behind you guys. If Echo's talking, you just ignore Echo. It'll come out in the rain. But it's like I've tried everything we can. And what happened with the energy was it raised to such a vibration that the time that Van Duren was doing it, everyone could feel it.
Wow. Yeah, that was an awesome workshop.
415, you're live on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, can I get a shot of that? Can I get a shot of that energy? You sound like you drank a gallon of coffee. I want some of that. It's been the end of a busy week, but my question is, I'm enjoying the show, and thank you. My name is Sophia, and my birthday is 115, and my question is, what is coming up for me in the romance department?
Okay. You know, Sophia, the very first word that came to me is business. That's for whatever reason, I'm just sharing that. The relationship department, I think it's a business that either you're working with or you're in, but that's the relationship that needs a lot more focus right now. I know you want the love, and you are very loving, and you give to many people because you are a lovely person, but I feel that this business is the one that needs the most important attention right now. Do you understand?
Which business? Because I've been writing, and the other one is the potential to sell.
It's the writing one. So
okay.
The the love of the writing part of it is what needs to expand more. That's where the attention and the energy needs to go in, because there's going to be a lot of healing, a lot of information that needs to be out there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's where I'm going. I just wrote a front page article for a local paper. Awesome. And it just kind of fell, the story, because I'm taking a journalism class. And, yeah, my teacher's thinking of entering it into a competition.
Wow.
And I wondered if you see anything that this is going to lead me to something else. I don't necessarily want to be a journalist pounding the pavement.
Yeah.
But it definitely is along the lines of writing, definitely.
Yeah. So see, I know you want to know about a relationship, but see, this is where the relationship it's going to come through, is through your writing.
Okay, got you.
So connect with that, and it's going to be, there's going to be a lot of love, and it's going to spread, and it's going to bring that one person that you deserve.
Okay.
Got
I'm
it?
Open to that. I got it. I got it. I definitely got it. So do you see anything happening with this competition? I mean, if I don't win anything, it doesn't matter, because just entering it is enough for me.
Exactly, because, Sophia, it's going to open another door for you. That is a great opportunity for a new door. So keep all avenues open and embrace it, because you have
okay.
a talent. You have a definite talent there.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Sophia. Good luck.
Have a great night. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Blessings, and we love you calling in. And tonight we have Van Duren in the house, rocking and rolling. Patty's taking the night off. She's working on some other projects, and we love her. Fridays is the Friday night. So one thing that I want to make sure you guys do know, that you put in these prizes, you will be getting to win prizes all of the rest of the month. November, I'm going to be giving away, for my birthday present, for my gift to you listeners, I'm giving you an option of being a parent to an adoptive sea turtle. It's a very phenomenal thing. They will send you the papers. You get to pick and name your own sea turtle. It's a baby sea turtle that they let loose here off of the coast of Florida or Puerto Rico, depending on which place that they, you know, the baby's found. They will tag it. You get to name it. They watch it, and then you can watch it through the computer here. We have a system set up where we're watching and saving the sea turtle. It's our way of helping the animals at the same time be able to put a little bit of part of their life. I am the proud parent of Tampa Red. She's actually 31 pounds. She's like her dad. She likes to eat and swim around in circles, but we love her anyway, and she's just, it's been a lot of fun. So I'd like to share that with you listeners. We'll be giving one winner away. Put down in your confirmation, when you put in your email, put down Amy Kavanoff is a psychic mermaid, and you will be able to be put in it. You have to put something in there for me to know you would be a good parent. I'm not just going to give you a turtle so you can take the paper and joke about your turtle child. You got to put something in there that shows me you really want to be the parent. But we will be picking a winner, and we've got a lot of people putting in the emails tonight. And speaking of, I have a person, Darlene Cook. You are the winner of the tonight, the Ladies of Rango necklace. So you won. Very good. Yay. Go, girl. And we're going to give away a bracelet yet, so don't go anywhere. Let's grab someone. We've had a lot of you guys calling in, and I want you to take the readings and energy and have fun. But remember to tip the hostesses, Matt. Go into psychicsgonewild.com. Check Van Duren out. Get a hold of her. She's not only very affordable, she's very fun. And as you guys have got to see tonight, get her wound and just to visualize, you have a full session with her. We're going to have to calm you down afterwards, but it's nothing illegal, and you're going to have fun. So definitely do that tonight. Our next caller tonight, and whoa, we've got a full queue. We are rocking.
Jethro, I got to give you a visual. I have to really, because I've had this problem since I was a kid. No one can really pronounce my name, so I've got to clear this in the masses. My name is Van Duren. Okay, so here's the visual, Jethro. There's a van, a door, and you're going in. Van Duren.
Van Duren. I love that. Very good. That's it. That's who you are. You're the van, the vehicle, and the door is in. So you're going in. Your parents knew when you were a baby that you were going to be wild.
Oh, my God.
It is. Oh, my God. And now we're going to have another person. Are you ready to go for the Van Duren trip? Because we're going to have you go in. 773, you've got a Chicago number, too. 773, how are you? Oh, now they're shy. We won't report to the police, 776.
I'm here. I forgot.
You've got,
I live in a different area code than my telephone is, so.
This phone. That's why you came on this show, to see if I could find it. I know what you're doing. I'm teasing you. Just laugh. Come with
us. It was a psychic test. So.
You picked it up and it was in the bus, and you said you've been. Yeah, you know.
No, yeah. Okay. My birthday is 12/27/71, and I have just general question of where do you see my path right now? But I did meet a gentleman, and I was wondering where that was going. But if you don't see anything with that, that's okay too.
Okay, what's your first name?
Kim.
Kent?
Kim.
Kim. Oh, Kim. Okay, I'm sorry, Kim. Okay, got it. Okay. What I get for you, Kim? You're a definite go-getter. This is what I hear, okay? I hear that you are a healer, you help people, you guide people, you have a big heart, you're a giver, and you also stand stand at the end of the line. So what that tells me is that, yes, this has a lot of potential with this person. However, be careful not to enable him. Okay, and when I say that is because he's going to be very attractive to you only because you are a go-getter and you network with a lot of people and you know a lot of people he likes a competitive woman. So yes, the bond is there, the attraction is there. It's just let it take its course and go slow with it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to start to develop more closer to the end of the year, December. I see December.
Okay,
so keep it open and step back and don't make yourself available all the time because you are a giver and you want him to do the work.
Okay. That's easy.
Makes sense?
That's easy. We're both pretty busy, so it makes it a little bit easier that way.
Yep. Yeah.
So. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
That's good. Thank you very much. I appreciate your
You're
time.
Thank you, Kim.
Is Happy Girl right in the room? Thank you, Kim. And she loves you. She said to tell Van Duren she's having a blast. Keep it up. So we will. Happy Girl, I told you those chocolate chip cookies, if you can't stay out of the pecan ones, don't drink and drive. You've had enough. So we're going to go back to having a little more wild here. We are down to where we're going to pick another person for the bracelet. If you haven't put in the psychesgonewild.com, please do. And do put in an email. I got to tease you guys for something here. Don't give me your business email. I had a person tell me, Jethro, you sent me your newsletter and you said that you and Patty were on. It was a great event last week and then my boss got it. Now she's hooked on Psychics Gone Wild. Well, I could have warned you if you send in your email and other people hear us, we are contagious. We pride ourselves on being wild. This isn't Psychics Going Cash. This is wild, people. There's a difference here. We got 8:05. You're live, and you got in on the time to get to talk to Van Duren. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Jethro?
I'm rocking and rolling. I got this cool friend. I cannot believe it.
Hi. My question is, do you see me going to Boston? I have a friend back there. He's 90, and he talks every week about me coming out there and living with him for a while to help him out or moving here, and I wanted to see if that was going to happen.
What is your first name?
His name is Izo.
Okay, I feel Izo is going to need more of your help and assistance. I get the month of December, the end of the year. Yes, I do see you going to Boston, and it's going to be a very good, positive thing and a excellent change. So, I would say yes, go for it. It's going to be a wonderful, good thing that you're doing for him. He's going to give back so much to you, and it's going to be more of a very connected spirit connection, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. I love this person so much, and he's like a father to me. He's been my friend for 30 years, and you know, I talk about this a lot going because he's always talking about it, but he doesn't make the definite, you know, like, he knows I care for him. He cares for me like a daughter, but he doesn't definitely say, okay, come. If he'd say, yes, come, I would get on the plane. But maybe he's just talking about it and getting ready for it, huh?
That's right. And he's kind of just waiting for your arrival. So it's whenever you're ready.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm ready whenever he says, come.
Okay, so all you need to let him know is, I'm on my way. He'll be more than happy to have you. So the ball's on your court.
Oh, good. Okay, so it'll go real well with us then, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I'm ready for a change, too. I've been here 30 years. I haven't met anybody either. Will I meet someone there, do you think? Because
yes,
I've been here
yes.
7 years, and I haven't met anyone.
Yes, and I get the letter T with you, so keep that in mind. The letter T is in the, either in their first name or their last name. So just keep that in mind.
Oh, I've been told that before, too. Yeah. Oh, okay. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I'm very excited.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and good night, Jethro.
Good night. We love you guys, and it's down. We put so many people through. Van Duren, I hope you've had fun with us.
I did.
This was a blast. I love Patty, but we got to have you two on together. That would even be more wilder. And we've got to let you guys know, definitely get a hold of me for the Lithmacy class with Gary Wimmer. You get a 187-page book, The Guide to Interpreting Patterns of Stones, Dropped into a Circle, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. You guys are going to do it. They're also going to give away a couple books of A Second in Eternity, the true story about a near-death and out-of-body experience in the voyage in space and time into the infinite. You guys have got to do this. You've got to get a hold of us. We have 3 minutes. I know we can give a quickie, and we're going to throw one of you in here. You, who wants to be our quickie out of the 18 people still waiting? I think you've just broke the record on our show. 856, would you like to do a real fast one with...
Sure.
Yeah. What was your name, and what would you like to know? Give her a birthday.
Rose Maria, 1231. And what's coming up in the new eclipse full moon thing for me, relationship wise, or a new move?
I know you have
whatever
a hot
you can pick
place.
Up.
That Italian thing's working for you, isn't it, Rosemary?
Okay. For some reason, I see a gentleman. I see a male energy with dark hair for you. Really beautiful, dark black, almost black hair. I see, I hear the month of March being very symbolic, very significant. So there's news that's coming. I know it feels like a long way from now, Rosemary, but keep that in mind that there is a gap of a really connecting relationship. There needs to be, you got to wait till 2014. That's what I see. Early in the year, okay?
Early
in 2014, but I see a gentleman with dark black hair on his way.
Really, 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 really short? Really, really, really,
yes.
really short?
Uh-huh,
short.
Yes. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do I connect with that? Am I connecting? Because that's what
I
see.
My little butt needs to get there a little bit sooner for work. I just lost two because I just got back home.
Okay, so this time is for healing right now. Okay, so keep this gap open for some healing before he gets there. You have to be full force to embrace him when it's time.
And I did that. It's still the other person won't let me go, and I tell him to get away from me, but he's still at it.
Okay. So just hang in there. 2014 is what I see for you, though. Okay.
We love you, Rosemary. We got to go. We got 60 seconds. They're going to kick us out the door, and I hate that feeling, but we got to get ready for it. Van Doren, would you please tell everyone one more time how to get a hold of you for a reading, and then we got to go.
Yes, you can get through me through ESPPsychics.com and or my website, Artistic Intuition. That's with the number 2 in the intuition.com.
thank all of you guys. We thank you. You're definitely going to come back. We've had
definitely
a blast.
Definitely will. Thank you for inviting me.
This was fun. We have a lot of individuals saying we need to have a one where Van Doren does one of the parts of going in and does a bilingual show, and I love that idea.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get our little Robert back on the stand and make him work himself, and we will do that. So,
claro que sí.
Love everybody. Blessings to you guys, and talk to you tomorrow. There will be Jethro and the Angel Reader, new family members. Tune in at 3 p.m. if you're ready.